Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Wergo. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Peter 3, verses 1 through 18. This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles. Knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn? But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace, and count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in an era quite unique to history. We live in a time of instance. We get many things a good deal quicker than in the past. Meals, entertainment, travel, other gratifications come about in quick fashion. Gone are the days of having to wait a week for a new episode of a television show. Now we can binge watch whole seasons only waiting for the loading screen. Even our chores take less time. That being the case, we still hate to wait, perhaps more now than in the past. With as streamlined and efficient as technology can make things, we still need to wait. And waiting can be hard, especially for those things that you anticipate and want. The Christian life is one of waiting. It is one of patience, but not our own. We wait for the coming of our Lord. We wait for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We wait for a new heaven and a new earth. We wait for the former things which we recognize by faith and by sight to be corrupted by sin and death. We wait for those things to pass away. We wait, and while we wait, we grow impatient at times. Doubts grow in our minds, we sin, and our modern-day scoffers scoff about our Christian faith. Waiting is hard, some days harder than others, and even as we pray, "Come soon, Lord Jesus," we, in our sin and unbelief, often think and act as if he is not coming. But repent, and remember what he has promised. That is what Peter admonishes to the church in this epistle reading. So you too, stir up your minds. Wake up through contrition and repentance, and remember that he is coming soon. Don't look to your unsteady experiences or your fickle feelings for certainty about this coming. Trust his word. He will come again. But for now we wait. But we wait in his mercy. He is patient when we are not. He desires that all be saved, even you. So as often as we fail and fall, as often as we sin, in his divine forbearance and patience, he is calling us back to himself. Now is the day of salvation. We wait for the new heaven and the new earth according to the promise of God. He has promised that he will come again to take us home. He has promised also to be with us now. Though the heavens and the earth will pass away, his word does not. And that word is yours, that word of eternal life. Christ has died for your sins. Christ is risen again for you. You live by faith in that promise, which is your righteousness, your holiness. In Christ, the spotless and unblemished Lamb who was your ransom. In him you are found holy and blameless even in your waiting. As you wait, ransomed, redeemed, forgiven, live godly and holy lives of love and forgiveness. Hear his word, receive his gifts, remember his sure and certain promise and what it means to you. He is with you even now, building you up and keeping you in that word, in his grace, until he comes again. Even so, come soon, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you bestowed upon your servant Nicholas of Myra the perpetual gift of charity. Grant your church the grace to deal in generosity and love with children and with all who are poor and distressed, and to plead the cause of those who have no helper, especially those tossed by tempests of doubts or grief. We ask this for the sake of him who gave his life for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.